Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, my name is Stephen Butler, and I am your guide on this big celebration of books, the World of Stories online podcast series. Now today, we've got a little bit of mystery for you, because the book we are talking about is Mortal Instruments City of Bones by Cassandra Clare. Now in the story, Clary Frey is seeing things, vampires in Brooklyn and werewolves in Manhattan. Irresistibly drawn towards a group of sexy demon hunters, Clary encounters the dark side of New York and the dangers of forbidden love. Sounds very mysterious to me, so I think we should have a quick listen. Now here is an excerpt read by Ari Grainer.
"You've got to be kidding me," the bouncer said, folding his arms across his massive chest. He stared down at the boy in the red zip-up jacket and shook his shaved head. "You can't bring that in here." The 50 or so teenagers in line outside the Pandemonium Club leaned forward to eavesdrop. It was a long wait to get into the all-ages club, especially on a Sunday, and not much generally happened in line. The bouncers were fierce and would come down instantly on anyone who looked like they were going to start trouble. 15-year-old Clary Frey, standing in line with her best friend Simon, leaned forward along with everyone else, hoping for some excitement. "Aw, come on!" The kid hoisted the thing up over his head. It looked like a wooden beam, pointed at one end. "It's part of my costume!" The bouncer raised an eyebrow. "Which is what?" The boy grinned. He was normal enough looking, Clary thought, for Pandemonium. He had electric blue dyed hair that stuck up around his head like the tendrils of a startled octopus, but no elaborate facial tattoos or big metal bars through his ears or lips. "I'm a vampire hunter." He pushed down on the wooden thing. It bent as easily as a blade of grass bending sideways. "It's fake. Foam rubber, see?" The boy's wide eyes were way too bright a green, Clary noticed. The color of antifreeze, spring grass. Colored contact lenses, probably. The bouncer shrugged, abruptly bored. "Whatever. Go on in." The boy slid past him, quick as an eel. Clary liked the lilt to his shoulders, the way he tossed his hair as he went. There was a word for him that her mother would have used. Insouciant. "You thought he was cute," said Simon, sounding resigned. "Didn't you?" Clary dug her elbow into his ribs, but didn't answer. Inside, the club was full of dry ice smoke. Colored lights played over the dance floor, turning it into a multicolored fairyland of blues and acid greens, hot pinks and golds. The boy in the red jacket stroked the long, razor-sharp blade in his hands, an idle smile playing over his lips. It had been so easy. A little bit of glamour on the blade to make it look harmless. Another glamour on his eyes, and the moment the bouncer had looked straight at him, he was in. Of course, he could probably have gotten by without all that trouble, but it was part of the fun. Fooling the Mundies. Doing it all out in the open right in front of them, getting off on the blank looks on their sheep-like faces. Not that humans didn't have their uses. The boy's green eyes scanned the dance floor, where slender limbs clad in scraps of silk and black leather appeared and disappeared inside the revolving columns of smoke as the Mundies danced. Girls tossed their long hair, boys swung their leather-clad hips, and bare skin glittered with sweat. Vitality just poured off them, waves of energy that filled him with the drunken dizziness. His lip curled. They didn't know how lucky they were. They didn't know what it was like to eke out life in a dead world where the sun hung limp in the sky like a burned cinder. Their lives burned as brightly as candle flames and were as easy to snuff out.
Well, there we have it. That was Mortal Instruments City of Bones by Cassandra Clare. But if it turns out that vampires and werewolves aren't your thing, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com, where you can find tons of other podcasts for you to listen to, and also loads and loads of recommended books and stories for you to explore. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.